Hello and welcome back to Dawn of a New Era. I'm Dawn McGrewer, and today I want to talk about something that honestly I see all the time. And it's one of those things where once you notice it, you really can't unsee it. Because it's not that people aren't good at what they do. It's not that they don't have results or depth or even experience. It's that somewhere along the way, they've started to soften how they express it. They've learned to make it sound a bit more polished and more professional, more acceptable. And what happens is their message becomes nice, clear but not compelling, smart but not striking, and most importantly, forgettable. And I say that with love because I've been in rooms with some of the most exceptional founders, women doing incredible things, building powerful businesses. And then you look at how they're positioning themselves and you think, this doesn't match. There's a gap between who they are and how they're being perceived. And that gap is almost always in the messaging. Because right now, the market is not short of good. There's a lot of good out there. Good content, good offers, good strategies. But good doesn't make people stop. It doesn't create that moment where someone pauses and thinks, wait, there's something different here. And that's what we need. We don't need more polished voices. We need more distinct ones. Because your message isn't just about explaining what you do. It's shaping how people see you. It's shaping what they assume about your level, your authority, your positioning before they've ever spoken to you. And that's why this matters so much. Because if your messaging is slightly diluted, slightly generic, slightly interchangeable, people don't quite know where to place you. And when they don't know where to place you, they don't move, they don't inquire, they don't refer, and they don't remember. So today I want you to start thinking about something slightly differently. Not just what do I do, but where is my edge? Like, where do I naturally think differently? Where do I see things in a way that maybe I've held back from fully expressing? Where do I have a stronger opinion than I've allowed myself to say out loud? Because most of the time, your edge isn't something you need to create. It's something you've been filtering. And usually it's because you've been trying to make sure it lands well. You've been trying to be understood by everyone. But here's the thing. When your message is for everyone, it rarely lands deeply with anyone. It becomes safe. And safe messaging doesn't move people. It doesn't create that feeling of, this is exactly for me. And that's what we're aiming for. Not mass approval, but resonance. That moment where someone hears you and thinks, finally someone is saying it like this. And that comes from conviction. It comes from being willing to say, this is what I believe. This is what I've seen. This is what actually works, even if it challenges people slightly. Because the truth is, a lot of messaging gets diluted, not because people don't know what to say, but because they're trying not to repel anyone. And I completely understand that. It feels safer to keep things broad, inclusive, neutral. But what you gain in safety, you lose in power. And your message is meant to carry power. It's meant to carry your perspective, your standards, your way of thinking. Because people aren't just buying information anymore. They're buying how you see things. They are buying your lens, your brain, your method, your way of articulating something they felt but couldn't quite put into words. And that's what creates that wow moment. It's not just being impressive, but being felt. And I think that's the difference, that you can be impressive and still overlooked. But when you're felt, you're remembered. And that's where your messaging starts to do something much bigger. It becomes your positioning. It becomes your reputation before you even enter the room. Like, think about that for a second before someone hears you speak. Before they get on a call with you, before they experience your work, they have already formed an opinion. And that opinion is coming from your words, from how you show up, from how clearly or how cautiously you express yourself. So in many ways, your messaging is your PR. It's what people repeat about you when you're not there. And if it's slightly vague or slightly diluted, then people don't quite know what to say. And that's when you become easy to forget. So maybe just pause for a moment and ask yourself, Where have I made myself a little bit smaller in how I speak? Where have I chosen to sound more acceptable instead of more like me? Where am I explaining instead of leading? Because there's a shift that happens when you stop trying to sound right and you start speaking from what you know, from what you've lived, from what you've proven. It doesn't need to be louder. It just needs to be true. And when that happens, everything starts to change. Your content feels easier because you're not performing. Your sales feel easier because your message is doing more of the work. Your brand becomes clearer because people can actually place you. And that's when you start to stand out without trying to, because you're no longer blending in. You're no longer smoothing off your own edges. You're allowing them to be seen. And just to say, your edge isn't too much. It's the thing that makes you recognizable. It's the thing that makes people remember you. So if anything today, let this be your permission to stop sanding yourself down to fit into the market. And instead, let the market feel you, because you're not here to be another option. You're here to hold a position, to lead something, to create a standard. And that only happens when your voice is fully yours. So find your edge, trust it, and let it speak. Thank you so much for being here with me today, and I'll see you in the next episode.